Good morning, class, and you're welcome to government lesson for Form 3. The last time we discussed the organs of the UN, and we are left with only two, the International Court of Justice and the Trusteeship Council, which is a reading assignment that you should read on your own. Today, we are going to discuss the achievements of the UN and the problems or failures of the UN, the achievements of the UN and problems or failures of the UN. Now, let's start with the achievements of the United Nations Organization. The organization has achieved several successes since its formation in 1945. Some of its achievements are the following. One, prevention of another world war. Prevention of another world war. Since the formation of the UN in 1945, it has succeeded in preventing another global war or a third world war through diplomatic settlement of global disputes and effective peacekeeping operations. So, anytime there is a misunderstanding, anytime there is a dispute among member states, the UN will step in and then settle that dispute in a diplomatic way and then ensure that there is effective peace among member states. This perhaps, I would say, is the greatest achievement of the United Nations since it replaced the League of Nations, which could not stop the Second World War. You know that when we started with the organization, I said that the UN or the United Nations came to replace the League of Nations. So since it was formed in 1945, it has prevented the emergence of another world war, which is a great achievement on the part of the United Nations organization. Point two, respect for human rights. Respect for human rights. A major success story of the United Nations is the promotion of respect for human rights. Since 1948, the UN has set the standard of which government should treat their people. It has also set up the United Nations Commission on Human Rights in 1946 and followed it up with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. And this declaration in 1948 has come to form part of the modern constitutions of many countries or many states. So through this declaration, nobody or no state can infringe or can trample upon the rights and freedom of its people. So people in member states enjoy total rights and freedoms in whatever they are doing. So it is a plus to the UN for giving total human rights and freedoms to peoples in member states. Point number three, peaceful settlement of disputes. Peaceful settlement of dispute. The United Nations has settled many international conflicts. For example, the problems of Palestine, the problem of Congo Democratic Republic, the problem of Western Sahara and Nicaragua have all received the attention of the United Nations. And through this settlement, it has reduced the political tension in these countries considerably. So the UN has also achieved this as a success by settling dispute peacefully among member states. And I've given examples of countries which have received settlement of disputes from the United Nations. Point number four, Promotion of decolonization. Promotion of decolonization. The United Nations played significant roles in the decolonization process of several countries. For instance, countries like Namibia, Tanzania, Indonesia, and Togo have all attained independent status through the support of the United Nations. By 1994, all the trust territories had attained self-government or independence, either as a separate state or by joining neighboring independent countries. We should not forget the role that was played by the UN in the fight against South African apartheid rule. So they also assisted South Africa, and then they did away with the apartheid rule there. Point number five, provision of financial and technical assistance to member states. Provision of financial and technical assistance to member states. Through the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the UN provides financial assistance and technical advice to enhance the economic growth and development of member states. For instance, in the 1980s, Ghana received loans and technical advice from these financial institutions towards the Economic Recovery Program and the Structural Adjustment Policies. So it has also assisted many countries by giving them loans to enhance their economic recovery and so on and so forth. Point number six, caring for refugees or support for refugees. The organization has provided substantial support for the refugee population in the world. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees coordinates voluntary contributions and programs to protect refugees worldwide. These refugees are found in countries which are engaged in intra and interstate wars. Moreover, the United Nations caters for refugees by providing them with relief items like food, shelter, and medicines, among others. It has also provided special assistance to victims of the disasters throughout the world. For instance, Ghana, when you go to Bujumbura camp, that camp is for refugees from Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire. And day in and day out, they receive food items, medicines, and so many relief items from the UN, which support them so much. And it is also a plus to the United Nations. Point seven, fighting of diseases and hunger. Fighting for diseases and hunger. Through the World Health Organization, the UN has shown commitment in the fight against several diseases in the world. We can mention of HIV/AIDS, we can mention of malaria, we can mention of the 6 child killer diseases. It has provided health assistance in the form of drugs, training of health workers, and other technical assistance. We should not forget that the World Health Organization is doing their maximum best to cure the coronavirus pandemic, which has hit the entire world. So they are doing their possible best to make sure they treat this virus. The Food and Agriculture Organization also committed to the fight against global hunger. It has also assisted member states with the supply of improved seeds, crop research, pest fighters, and others in the fight against global hunger. So when it comes to the fighting of disease and hunger, the UN has also achieved a maximum success there. So it has assisted many countries in the fight against diseases. So these are some of the achievements of the United Nations organizations. I hope you have all understood what we have discussed. Now let's move on to discuss the failures or problems of the United Nations organization. The failures or problems of the United Nations organization. Problem number one, financial constraints. Financial constraints or financial problems. The financial standing of the United Nations is nothing to write home about. Why? This is largely because of the inability of most of the member states to pay their annual contributions on time. The United Nations therefore find it very, very difficult to carry out most of its activities and programs effectively. The organization also find it difficult to employ and retain competent personnel, competent staff, due to poor condition of service which arise as a result of inadequate funds. Also, for instance, as of 1992, member states of the UN owed the organization over $1.5 billion as an unpaid dues. And it will surprise you that the largest debtors were the biggest powers. So this has rendered the organization a bad financial situation, and it has affected the organization in achieving world peace and security. So that's one of the failures or problems facing the organization. Failure number two, issue of the veto power. Issue of the veto power. The veto power is a special privilege which is given to the victorious allied powers. That is the United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China exercise the veto power to promote world peace and security. However, this power has been applied in such a way that the interests of these powers have been placed above that of the UN and the world. And, you know, this has made the organization less effective because the powers that are given to these people, these countries, to make sure they promote world peace and security, they are now using that power, that veto power, for their own personal interest. So they have placed the personal interest above the interest of the organization and the entire world. And it is a failure. It is a problem facing the organization. Problem number three, lack of standing army or force. Lack of standing army or force. The UN has no permanent army of its own to enforce its decisions. It solely relies on the voluntary army and personnel from member states to enforce its decisions. The voluntary approach ran throughout all United Nations organs and specialized agencies. And due to the lack of standing army, the lack of permanent army of the UN, it has delayed the intervention of states where peace and life are threatened. We can mention of Somalia, we can mention of Haiti, we can mention of Bosnia and Yugoslavia. are examples of countries the UN could not organize itself early enough to intervene, leading to the destruction of lives and what? Properties. So if the UN was having a standing army, it could have organized itself early enough to intervene and then protect lives and property from this country that I just mentioned. But because they are not having their permanent force, permanent army, before member countries will organize itself and then release their troops, release their armies to the UN, then lives and properties must have been lost by them. So it is also a problem facing the United Nations organization. Point number four, inability to enforce its decisions. The UN is unable or find it difficult to enforce most of its decisions and resolutions as a result of insufficient power and machinery at its disposal. So, although it's a powerful body in the world, but they don't have enough power to enforce its decisions on member states. The organization therefore resort to persuasion and dialogues to enforce its decisions. This has virtually rendered the organization into a toothless bulldog. It is there, but it cannot enforce its decisions on member states. At times, it must use what? Dialogue or persuasions, but you can't force your decisions on member countries. So that the organization is there, and it's like a toothless bulldog which cannot bite. And it is a problem facing the organization. Point number five. Ideological differences. Ideological differences have affected the operations and harmony within the organization enormously. This is because it is always very difficult to reach effective consensus among countries with capitalist ideas and those with socialist or communist ideas. So now, countries that are having capitalist ideas will be on one side, and then countries with socialist or communist ideas also be on what? On the other side. And the UN find it very difficult to bring these two people together. And it is a problem. And it is also a major failure of the United Nations, because they are not able to unite countries practicing capitalist ideas and countries practicing socialist or communist ideas. And it is a major problem facing the United Nations. However, since the end of the Cold War in 1991, December, and you know what Cold War is because I explained to you in class, the two superpowers and their allies have been cooperating on many issues to promote world peace and security. So when I talk of the Cold War, I'm talking of the Cold War that came between US and the USSR, that is Russia. Although the war couldn't generate to become a third world war, but they were all wielding the support of other countries. So Russia was on the other side, the US on the other side. So UN was not able to bring them together to form one organization. This is a problem facing the United Nations organization. Let's add this point and then we end the lesson. The last point is political instability and conflict. Political instability and conflict. The United Nations find it difficult to find lasting solutions to several protracted international conflicts. This has led to the growing refugee phenomenon throughout the world, which exert considerable pressure on the United Nations budget. So they have not been able to put a stop to international conflict or wars. You will see conflict in Liberia, conflict in Cote d'Ivoire, conflict in Iraq, and then Afghanistan. Several conflicts. And renting people to become what? Refugees. And it become a burden on the budget of the UN. So money that were supposed to be used for another thing are being used to cater for refugees because of international conflict, which UN has not been able to put a stop to it. And it is one of the problems or failures of the United Nations.